Muckstocky 21. Verdello is such a cool variety. Verdello ripens super early in South Africa. You can pick it at a low sugar with ripe fruit with a high acidity. Now that you don't get a lot. It works well in blends. So if you do an early picking of Verdello and with a nice high acidity, then it's not only acid, it's got a freshness to it, but a ripe freshness to it that I like. If you pick it early, you can use it in your white blends to add acid. So in South Africa, in the warmer areas like Swartland, you have problems with acidity. But to add acid is not something that we are keen to do. So we rather do it in the form of an early picking of Verdello. But Verdello, because it gets that ripe fruit on a lower sugar and a higher acid, it also makes great single vineyard wines. So Muckstocky comes from the Ribeirão Castile Mountain. It's a Stok by Palki vineyard. You call it an Eshela vineyard. So it's basically a bush vine that grows around a pole. But the difference is when you prune the bush vines around a pole, you've got the option to have your spurs on different heights around the pole. So it's almost like a spiral staircase around a pole. Not that the vineyard spirals around the pole, but the buds are situated as spiral stairs on a staircase next to the pole, and then you tie the shoots and the leaves around the pole, so you get the big surface area when it comes to leaves to ripen your grapes, but your grapes hang on different levels on the vine to get all up optimum sunlight. So that's that trellis system. We pick it really early. Then the first vintage we did from it was in 2020. We picked it and it was slightly late, so it had a 14% alcohol, a little bit of sugar on it as well, but very little, still a dry wine, but that's slight bit of sugar. On the 21 we picked a very early, so we have a 12% alcohol wine, high acidity, low, yeah, like I said, low alcohol, less ripe fruit, but super interesting, very, very nice. Then the new vintage, the 2022, we had a later picking again. So yeah, Muckstocky will differ from year to year, but it's purely because of the picking date. Muckstocky is, the name means, if you take a vine like, let's say, Verdello, and you plant it just straight into the soil without grafting it on an American rootstock, which everybody does, that's a Muckstocky. This vineyard is grafted on rootstock, but my assistant that worked for me, that pointed me to that vineyard, Julia, her Twitter handle is the @ with Muckstocky. So when the grapes are out to sell, I said, this is Julia's connection. So I just write Muckstocky on it, and that became the name of the wine. And on the label, it has all these different kisses, the picking crates for the grapes. And there's a long story behind that, which I'm not going to go into right now.